Back in 2015, when the first application came through and the Atlanta Power was looking for a letter of support to do the environmental findings, I think that now that we've got changes to the Forest Range Practices Act that says that you are no longer going to be able to leave all of your brush in the forest, then in actual fact it's going to have to come out. There's going to be a need for roadside chipping. There's going to be a need for roadside sorting, which could potentially drive a centralized location to be able to bring fiber into. We had a discussion yesterday with Forest BC regarding what to do in changing some legislation and policy in that direction and the abundance of fiber that's available. So, it's a cost to truck it to Atlantic Power, and they don't want to pay for it because rail ties will be brought in either free of charge or will be paid tipping fees. So it makes sense economically to go ahead and take what's going to be given free rather than have to go out and pay for it. So we've got Clean BC, we've got the Clean Energy Act, and the Clean Energy Act is what BC Hydro is negotiating right now to decide whether or not rail ties would be considered as part of clean mix. Currently they want to have a mix of 93% clean renewable energy or clean renewable fuel that would be going into these biomass burners. So if we were to say, if we say nothing, we there still could be the BC Hydro decides that they're not going to allow it. But if we don't say anything and they do allow it, then we're opening the door and it's precedent setting for Western Canada. We would become the destination. And I understand that people, it's not a good idea to have these ties sitting on the sides of rails, damaging water sources or whatnot, but it's not, I don't believe it's the community's burden to bear. It's not our decision to say, well, we'll take everything because, it's going to have some jobs over here and it's going to create a bit of an economy. To me, that's CN and CP Rail's responsibility. They're giant corporations with deep pockets, and if it was a need to get rid of their product, then maybe they should be looking at building a plant that's high on a hill, not close to population. I don't have any problem with Atlantic Power in principle. I think having a biomass plant is a great idea. It's going to help with the woody debris. It's going to help with some construction debris. It helps with our airshed. But the location of it being in our topographical bowl, and with the we see more smoky skies. We're going to have more respiratory things happening. I believe that this would be could be detrimental to our community, and it may not see it right away, but it could be one of those things where 15 years down the road, we've got some health ailments or there's something going on because we said, okay, we'll go ahead and take the ties. And these ties, it's $2.4 million a year for 10 years. That's a lot. People really need to take a good look at that and decide, is this something that we want to have in our community for 35 jobs? It's also an American-based company. How much money is that going to stay in town? If they provided a tipping fee or if it's not costing any money, where's that money going? What are we seeing as an economic benefit, but beyond the 35 to 38 jobs? So my hopes is that the CRD will be able to have a full discussion and to take a look to decide whether or not they want to support BC as being a clean place to live and to support that Clean Energy Act, or if we're still going to just do nothing and just allow the chips to lie wherever they lie.